Welcome in. Brian Mazurowski here with you over the next hour or so. Happy Thursday to you. Pretty nice and warm out there. I'm wearing a t-shirt in this studio for the, I do have a space heater right next to me, but I am wearing a t-shirt in the studio for the first time in over a year. Has to be, right? No, maybe when it was like last August, I probably was a couple days, but it's been a long time since I've had short sleeves on here. It would have been funny if the first time, you know, I just showed up with tattoos up and down my arms and everyone was like, what's going on there? But no, it's pretty nice outside. I'm wearing my t-shirt. I'm wearing my U.S. soccer t-shirt today for Coach Berhalter, who's always wearing t-shirts on the sideline. And I got a match. U.S. qualifies for the World Cup. You wouldn't know about it. Wasn't on TV this morning. You know, I walk in here. I don't see any. Usually we have these news wires. They feed you all this great sound. We would have sound from the players, the coaches, maybe some studio analysis, reaction. There's not even a two-second clip anywhere to be found. I don't see it anywhere. I mean, it's not on. We have the story on WBEN.com, of course, because we're your news site to go to. But now on the wires, it's nowhere. Good Morning America was on all morning. Nothing. Now, 4.5 years ago when they missed the World Cup, that wasn't the case. I walked in. There was plenty of sound in here about how, what a disappointment they were and how crazy everything is, how terrible the situation was. They were leading the news, Good Morning America, right at the top of 7 o'clock. 4.5 years later, they make it nothing. Crickets. What's going on? I'll give them the shine. Way to go. Qualify for the World Cup. I mean, the only time soccer gets in the news is when the women's team loses in court for their lawsuits. We qualify for the World Cup. It's nowhere to be found. What's going on? Anyways, I'm celebrating this morning. I'll say way to go. Can't wait for November. Wish it was the summer. That's a different story in its entirety, but I'll be more than happy to give them the shine. Saw this. This was also cool. This is in the sports world. Nothing on the U.S. qualifying for the World Cup, you know, the biggest sporting event in the world. I would say bigger than the Olympics. Happens only once every 4 years. But there was plenty of sound coming across the wires this morning of Formula One announcing their race in Las Vegas. You know, very cool, but hello. You know, one over the other. I did think this was interesting. Listening to, this is Nevada's governor, talking about the economic impact of having a Formula One race in Las Vegas.
We are anticipating 170,000 visitors to town to watch this race. They will accommodate 400,000 room nights, which is absolutely amazing. And the economic impact is, the direct economic impact is approaching $500 million, and the indirect impact will be over $1 billion by the time we're done.
Now, look at that. They say 170,000 visitors to Las Vegas, an economic impact, $500 million. Indirect impact, they say it could bring over $1 billion to the area. And that's just one race. I mean, it really, it's like a four-day event, just once, happening in Las Vegas. And that is what gets all the publicity. Now, when you talk about a Bills stadium, that's a 30-year-long thing. No one mentions, there's absolutely zero economic impact of keeping the Bills in Buffalo, according to all these reports that you read. But one race gets $1 billion of economic impact. Something tells me that maybe those people saying there's no impact for the Bills, that might be inaccurate. I don't know. Might just be a little bit inaccurate. We talked about Ron Kim, the assemblyman from downstate. He's all over the Bills Stadium deal. He's actually in front of the media right now talking about it some more. Two downstate senators who, again, I think they just learned what a Buffalo Bill was 3 days ago. But they're both in. The one, it's Jabari Brisbord, who's a New York State senator, who hashtag try socialism. In his Twitter bio, Ron Kim, chair of the Assembly Aging Committee, who's right there next to him. But they're having a an announcement. They're introducing legislation targeted at the Bills Stadium deal. This is happening right now downstate. I don't know enough about, I mean, they're just standing in front of a podium. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me. It's happening as we speak. But it does sound interesting. I'm not going to just totally push away this idea right now. They're introducing a bill that would give government the opportunity to purchase part of a sports team if public dollars are involved in building a stadium, arena, or other facility, which I don't, you know, for as much as I'm critical on them talking about the issue and apparently knowing very little about it, and I'm putting out a guess here, but usually I know about, I don't know if either of them have stepped foot in Western New York. But that's an interesting idea. Government puts money toward a stadium, they get a portion of the team. Again, what won't happen, but I don't hate the idea. I do think it is pretty interesting to kind of ponder that. But that's Ron Kim, what we talked about yesterday, making that announcement now. We'll hear more about that throughout the day on WBEN. But no, as far as today goes, a couple of items in the news that I was pretty interested in. I want to talk about smoking and shopping today here on WBEN. Smoking and shopping. Well, and this both has to do with the major retailers. Shopping. Costco is coming to Amherst. Costco has to be the store I've heard the most about and have yet never stepped inside in my entire life. I can't say I've ever been there. I am a wholesale is overstating it a little bit to me. It's just a little bit of a bigger box. Wholesale like makes it seem like you're buying a pallet of them. But that's what they're called, the wholesale stores. I am a shopper at BJ's around the corner. The gas is a big plus for me. A lot of people are shoppers at Sam's Club, have a couple of locations here in Western New York. And now you're going to have the other big option of Costco coming to Western New York. Do you shop at these big stores? How do you do your shopping? Do you hit a bunch of stores? Do you go to one and then you're done? Do you have an order that you go in to try and shop? And are you going to try Costco out? I mean, this is a big deal for the town of Amherst. Is it a big deal for you? 803-0930 to join me this morning. 803-0930. My wife handles most of it. I do some still, too. We're kind of, you know, we do our shopping at Aldi, we go to Wegmans or Tops, and we go to, I mean, we pretty much cover all of it. But she has the order down in which we go, where, all right, we start here. If we can't find it here, then we go here. And then there's certain things we buy in this store that we go for, and maybe there's something else we pick up, but that's how the shopping works. You hit three different locations at least before you really get in on the action. And when I say it out loud, it kind of sounds a little crazy that you're putting this much into. Are we really saving money? It seems like we're saving money by doing that, but I'm not sure. Wouldn't it be easier just to get it all done in one spot? But I do think a lot of people are probably like that, right? 803-0930, you can let me know about where you think. Someone texting him right now, I hear Costco is great. Do I keep my other membership too? To me, it's the gas, and I haven't seen anything about gas on this. A big part of the membership is the discounted gas, especially now. So that, to me, is like a big determining factor on this. But Costco's coming to Amherst. I also, you know, if you have a comment on what Ridgely Road in that area is going to look like once there's a Costco on the other side of it now, I mean, it's already at busy times, just wow. What that's going to turn into, you can let me know. But then there's also this, I said shopping and smoking too. Walmart is set to pull the plug on cigarettes and tobacco products. About 25 years after Target stopped selling cigarettes, Walmart is deciding to follow suit. Where do you buy smokes anymore? Do you smoke? Do you know anyone who smokes anymore? It's fallen by the wayside. I mean, not allowed in grocery stores or pharmacies here in New York. It's not going to be in a Walmart, which actually, if the Walmart has a pharmacy inside, it wouldn't have been allowed in the Walmart here anyway. So that's kind of come and gone in a lot of these area stores here in Western New York already. But where do you buy them? 803-0930 if you want to join me this morning. We'll start in Clarence Center. Tony, you're on WBEN. How's it going this morning, Tony?
Great. Brian, you made a great point at the beginning of your discussion, and I'll point this out in general. It's the news today is so set up that the negatives get all of the attention. When the positive thing like the World Cup, although I have to admit I did see on ESPN and whatever you call the bottom thing that goes along the bottom.
Oh, nice. They put a note on the scroll for us. Thank you.
Brian. But you made a great point. Negative news sells, positive news, so what? Now I'll get to the point about BJ's. I've been a member for 10 years, and I buy big appliances from them because the usage I've had from them has been very reliable. They're good products, name brand. Also, I enjoy going into the store when they have, I'm sure you're familiar with this, they have these nice people that set up to give you a sample of something.
Yeah, Tony, I know what you're talking about. They don't really...
Hey, I go there and get a free lunch.
There you go. They're starting to bring those back. I was saying they haven't really brought that back, but no, the past few times I've been, I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, but the thing is that you get an opportunity getting a sample to see if you like the product before you buy it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a plus, too. Hey, Tony, thanks for the call. I like my least favorite part of these stores. So Tony likes the samples, and that's fine. I mean, if you don't want a sample, you walk right by. If you want to try something out, or as Tony says, get a free lunch, you can do so at these big club stores. The thing that I don't like are, and it's only at these stores, you have people, how many times do you walk? I would say it's about 50% of the time I'm in BJ's. I'm walking around, and I have somebody come up to me. Hey, are you a National Fuel customer? Hey, where do you get your cable from? Oh, my goodness. I run the other way. I don't want to be rude to the people who are just doing their jobs. And that's a tough job. But I just, nope, see ya. One word answer, and I keep walking. And if I have to get something down that aisle... where the guy is, I guess I'm not getting that thing that day. I just keep walking. And a lot of times now, where it's like it's a read the room situation, if you do have the job, again, I'm not trying to make their job hard. It's a tough job, and nobody likes annoying. I mean, there's no real better word for it. Annoying people when they're shopping. But, you know, now if I'm taking my kid with me too, you know, I got a toddler who's reaching out of the little cart, you know, trying to stand up in the thing, and got some. Hey, are you a National Fuel customer? Just like, you know, I'm a little busy here. I'm looking for wipes. I got a kid trying to jump out of the cart like he's Johnny Knoxville, and you're asking me about my fuel bill. I'm fine right now. I can't listen to a spiel at all right now. that's just me. But that's my least favorite part. A lot of people like the samples, and the sample people are fine. But just, if I'm paying to shop at a store, can I not be solicited while I'm there? I feel like that's a simple ask. We'll go to Mike. Mike's in Williamsville. Mike, Costco's coming to Western New York. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's not a bad idea, especially in that location, although I agree with your statements earlier about a possible traffic nightmare that could be happening because of this placement. I'm a member of BJ's and Sam's Club. I've been a member of Sam's Club for about 20 years, and BJ's probably half of that time. I love both stores. I do. I actually buy most of my meat products at Sam's Club because they're all AAA. And because I'm buying in bulk, I'm getting a better price. I break down the packages into different amounts and freeze them. And maybe once a month I go there to fill up on them.
Now, Mike, is there a benefit, do you think? You said you're a member of both. Is there a big difference why you're a member of both?
Well, one is the same reason you go to BJ's, because of the price of gas is better, and I do the same. Sam's doesn't have a gas station in this area. That's one reason. The other reason, too, is both stores bring in different things, especially around the holiday times when you're looking for unique gifts, or in the summertime when you're looking for different things, like a cover for your barbecue grill. When I say a cover, I'm talking about like a 5x4 pagoda that you can put your barbecue grill underneath. They all have different gift packages, especially around the holiday times and seasonally.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I guess, all right, you can be both. Mike, thanks for the call. I don't know. You know, Costco's coming here. I'll check it out. Walk around the store. We were never a wholesale store family until we knew we were going to have a kid. And then I was like, all right, I guess it's time to go to the wholesale store. It was one of the things that clicked in my head. Time to start buying large quantities of stuff. And we've needed it so far. But to me, and you know, this is if I'm paying to shop at a store, we've got one store membership. And that's it. So we're going to pick one. And we'll go around, we'll walk around, see if one's better than the other. But at the end of the day, I don't think in my house, your house might be different, I don't think we're going to end up with more than one membership for this. It's you're picking one or you're picking none. We're not going to belong to all three. Because we already, like I said, even with that membership, and they've got everything, but not everything, right? Even with the membership, you find yourself at other places. Even with all the stuff, I find myself going to three or four different grocery stores before the end of the day. You do your trip to Aldi, then you do your trip to Wegmans, then you do your trip to BJ, and then I supplement Tops in between with all the stuff that I run and get, you know, between the gym and the house. So I'm going to try to keep the store memberships down to just one. Try to, at least. 803-0930 if you want to join me here on WBEN. I mean, what, Costco coming to Amherst, Western New York? Do you think it's exciting? I think it's going to do one thing, and that is just make that place a mess. I'm not sure exactly what the plan is. And again, this is just like the first stage of talking about this, right? There's an agreement to build it, a brand new Costco. If you don't know the area we're talking about, the big Lowe's, Best Buy, Target, Plaza, there's much more in there. On the other side of Ridgely Road is where this is going to be. And the first thing I think of is the traffic along Ridgely Road. If you've ever driven there around the holidays, good luck, because it is a mess and there's really no outlet. Once you make that decision to turn down Ridgely and Amherst and, you know, kind of swoop in, it's this big curve, and you go around the plaza, you go behind Lowe's, and you go past the Best Buy toward the post office, and you're going toward what ends up being Tops and Maple Road. Once you make that decision, you better be confident, because there's no way out. There's no outlet. Once you turn on, you're kind of stuck there, man. I made that decision. Oh, man. One Christmas Eve, I will never do it again. In my bird brain, was thinking, oh, you know, it's so busy on the boulevard here. Let's cut through Ridgely like we always do. Not thinking that, of course, everybody's doing that because everybody's shopping in these stores. It's the day before Christmas. We were sitting on Ridgely Road for over an hour, and that's not an exaggeration. There was at one point the car didn't move for over half an hour. Oh, my goodness. So I hope this includes some sort of expansion of the road or maybe another outlet for me to second guess my own decision. Frank, you're on WBEN. What do you think? Another wholesale store in Western New York? Do we need it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. We were happy with it. We lived in Hawaii for 4 years, and it was great.
Something about, Frank, sorry to interrupt, something about Hawaii and Costco, the two just don't mesh in my mind.
We had one on our entire island, the big island of Hawaii, and the gas prices were a dollar less a gallon, so it saved you a lot of money there.
Dollar.
And the alcohol was a lot cheaper. I don't know if they're going to sell any alcohol here. Hopefully they do. I don't know what the laws are in New York State, but...
Well, they do at BJ's, but, you know, it's beer and drinks like that. I don't know if they have wine. They definitely don't have liquor.
You could get wine, and it's a lot cheaper. It's half price.
But, I mean, you know, the prices are, you know, gas prices are all over the place. And, hey, thanks for the call. We're up against a break. But these gas is going to be a big thing. If this includes gas, you're going to have a lot of people joining. If it doesn't, I think people turn, you know, they start thinking twice. Which one am I going to pick? And if one has gas and one doesn't, you know, how could you say no to the one that has gas? 803-0930, if you want to join me, Brian Mazurowski here on WBEN. Welcome back, Brian Mazurowski here with you until about 10 o'clock this morning. Yeah, you know, it's negative news bias. That's why World Cup qualification isn't getting much of the shine there, thanks to the one caller this morning. But no, Costco coming to Amherst, that's what we're focusing in on. Another wholesaler in Western New York. 803-0930, 803-0930, if you want to join us. And I'm surprised by the amount of people who texted in saying that they're members of more than one club. I just kind of assume that most people, it's, hey, listen, we're going to pick one. There's a lot of people say who are members of Costco, live here, commuters, who are in the Rochester area. There's one in the Rochester area, but I would never think to living here, but, you know, I don't commute that way. I would never think to have a membership for a store that's an hour away. But it's a lot more popular than I would have thought. 803-0930 to join me this morning. We'll head over to Lancaster. Carol, you're on WBEN. What do you think? Another wholesaler coming to Western New York? I say, you know, hey, more options. The more the merrier. What about you?
Well, I think it's a great idea. When people from Western New York go to Florida, they become Costco members down there. And there are a lot of things that... that we've seen our friends in Florida have available to them that aren't available at the other wholesale stores. So I think it's an idea whose time has come.
That's my big question. You know, what I understand brands might be a little bit different, but in general, is there that much difference between wholesale stores where you would be a member of more than just one of them?
Well, I don't know from personal experience, but I do know that Costco's wine is really good. I don't know if they're going to be allowed to sell it in New York State because they're not, unless they get some sort of a liquor store license.
You can't. I honestly think it depends on the packaging, Carol, because you can't sell liquor or wine at a grocery store, which this would fall under.
Yeah.
Yet you still see some wines at certain places that sell food, and then you see some liquor items, very small ones, pop up at places that are, you know, supposed to be under a different category. So all those rules are kind of crazy. What do you think about the location? You're in Lancaster right now, but are you familiar with where this Costco is going to be in Amherst by that big plaza?
Oh, yeah. I used to, I went to UB. So I know Ridgely Road, and that's probably a good location because it's right off the thruway.
Can it handle, though, another big store?
You know, that whole area is so crowded with people that I used to work right near there. I used to work at the high school that was right next to the UB campus, and my friends who lived in that area would always complain that the entire weekend the traffic was so bad that they didn't go anywhere.
Hey, I might be with them. Carol, thanks for the call. 803-0930 if you want to join me here on WBEN. I mean, that's what I think. You know, listen. The store, great. That's great news. The more competition, the better. And that goes for everything, you know, not just wholesale stores or where you buy your groceries, but everything in general. The location, it's good to have. You want your areas busy, especially areas where there's commerce and stores and, you know, places that rely on a lot of people being there. How busy is too busy? I think it's another question. In that location, I mean, think about that area right now. You have the huge plaza. which is pretty crowded. And again, that's a good thing, where you have the Barnes & Noble, Targets, you have the Best Buy, you have Lowe's right there. I know I'm forgetting a bunch of stores, but I mean, that's a big plaza area. Right down the road, you have a Tops and a Wegmans. Not far from there is BJ's. And a whole bunch more right in that same area. There's Trader Joe's, I mean, just on the other side of a road from that plaza. So, I mean, it's pretty crowded as it is. Now you're going to add another wholesale location. Delta Sonic, somebody mentioned too, in the summer. I mean, you got all that traffic spilling out onto Niagara Falls Boulevard in one area, just down the road. And the new Premier facility too. I mean, wow, it's bumping. And it's a good thing to an extent, but I do think something, you know, something's got to give. If you're going to add another big store there to allow traffic to flow a little bit better, would be a major help. I'm thinking right now of the worst parking lot in all of Western New York, and that's where the BJ's is, not far down the road, right off of Niagara Falls Boulevard. And you can keep on going, you know, from Ridgely turns into Bailey and make your way to BJ's right there. But that parking lot, it's kind of, I would say it's squeezed in there. That's how it feels, at least. It is one of the most aggravating places to be behind the wheel of a car in Western New York. It's too many obstacles in the way. It's tight. In the one area where a lot of people enter, there's not a lot of spaces per row. Nobody, of course, wants to park far away for whatever reason. And it's, you're just, ooh, you're behind your wheel, just seething. What are you doing? Are you backing out right now? Are you going in? You go. You just go. Somebody do something. That's me behind the wheel there. And I feel like this, unless Ridgely is widened a little bit, or there's another cutoff road, or I mean, I guess it all depends on how this parking lot is set up. I kind of feel like that's going to be the same thing. But that's, you know, that's me thinking the worst. I don't want to, again, all for Costco being here. That's, I just worry about that area. It's already the week before Christmas, the worst place to drive on. And it could be even worse than that. 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN. I've never been to Costco before. Would they be eligible to sell cigarettes under the new law in New York State? Walmart's now no longer selling cigarettes. Where you buy your smokes, if you still do, by the way, I mean, where are your options? We were just talking about the Seneca Nation yesterday. I mean, there's one, a gas station, and a dedicated tobacco shop, which, I mean, a lot of those dedicated, you know, I'm thinking of cigar shops and things like that. Do they really have cigarettes behind the counter? I mean, not really. At least that I picture. I don't smoke cigarettes, so I don't pay attention to it. But if you are a smoker, I mean, where can you go? I mean, if Costco has does Costco have a pharmacy? Everyone's getting a pharmacy now, too. That's the thing. So Walmart here in New York, this isn't going to have that big of an impact because a lot of these Walmarts have a pharmacy. So according to that law just a couple years ago, they couldn't sell them to begin with. But where's left to buy cigarettes now? Maybe I'm making a bigger issue out of this that needs to be, because hardly anybody smokes anymore. Not that that's a bad thing, right? But, you know. I mean, you don't really have options. Gas stations, and that's it. I mean, you used to see cigarettes everywhere. And there are a few people texting in who probably haven't been out to a lot of small bars recently, but they were asking, don't they still have the cigarette machines in you know, small seedy bars, as the person texted in to 803-0930. No, they don't. You can't. I would imagine that's illegal, but I haven't seen an operating cigarette machine in New York State in forever. In fact, the last time I saw them was when I was down in New Orleans, and me and my buddy, we got a picture in front of it. It was like a relic from the past. It's like finding a whammy weenie out in the wild. It's like, hey, remember this? Well, we got to get a picture. It's like we're living 25 years ago, reminiscing back to the childhood. And even so, you find one of those machines, I mean, sticker shock. I was, and you know, you're in a certain way when you're walking around Bourbon Street. I was going to buy a pack just for the novelty of it and be the guy who's able to hand them out, which always seems, you know, nice to be. I like to be a generous person. But then I went to look, and I was like, all right, you know what, like $3? I mean, we're not in New York State, so what? No, it's still like $10. I'm like, well, I'm not paying this just for a novelty. So I can't imagine a lot of people do everywhere. Someone chiming in, hey, at least they'll have pot machines everywhere, because that's much healthier than cigarettes. It actually is. You know, not to burst your bubble, but it is. One causes cancer, one is used by cancer patients. And someone's saying, where have I been? Those machines haven't existed for such a long time. No, this is what people were texting this in. Those machines, illegal. And someone asking what a whammy weenie is. A whammy weenie, I guess, turned out to be just as toxic as a cigarette. At the end of the, you know, lead poisoning versus whatever the cigarette gives you. Either way, you're not seeing them anywhere in Western New York with another. But no, I don't know if Costco sells. If Costco sells, Costco has been at least sold to me from everything I've read as an upscale wholesaler, which I don't know what that means. Does that mean if they sell cigarettes, they sell the long cigarette stem with it too, because that's more upscale? They probably don't sell them to begin with. But I'm not sure that there is. Can there be such a thing as an upscale wholesale? They're all kind of similar to me, right? They sell the same sort of brands. I mean, you're getting the same brand names. But I don't know if one is upscale. The other, someone's texting in, isn't Costco pretty much the same thing as Walmart at the end of the day? I will say there is a little bit of a difference for the wholesale places versus, you know, a Walmart or a or any, whether it's a big box store or a grocery store, and that is quantity. The quantity that you can buy, I go there and buy a whole case of energy drinks, which will one day prove to be as unhealthy as cigarettes, but you can buy them by the case now anywhere. And I'm buying those by the case. Diapers. The box of diapers barely fits in your car trunk of what you can buy. So whether it BJ's, Sam's Club, and Costco, these are all the same type of store. How they differ from place to place, apparently enough for a lot of people to have multiple memberships, which I didn't think exist. Now somebody said, and I don't know if this is true from place to place, someone said Costco's gas you save 20 cents, BJ's you save 10. Can that be true? That seems like a big swing. How can they afford to do that if I'm being told the margins are so slim? And then another person saying Costco's is to BJ's as Wegmans is to Walmart, which the analogy makes sense in my mind, but I haven't stepped foot in a Costco, so I wouldn't know. And I can't wait to do that. A lot of people are fans, and I can't believe how many people who live right here in Western New York, where the closest one is an hour down the 90. You not only have to pay to be a member to shop there, you have to pay to drive on the road to get there. And still, I have people texting in saying we're Costco members for when we're down there in the Rochester area, if you're a commuter, or even that it's worth the drive for some items. I mean, that's a pretty strong statement. I'm excited to have the store. I'm not excited for the traffic at Ridgely Road, but I think it is going to be cool. And we heard from the town of Amherst supervisor, Brian Culpo, a little bit earlier this morning, and he said it's exciting just for the area of Amherst that, you know, this could be a boon to people deciding to live right around the area. And I wonder how much that is true. You know, your proximity to that amount of grocery stores, retail, and things like that. Is that as big of a factor for you when deciding where to live? It's a really nice amenity, but I don't know if necessarily, you know, whether I'm 7 versus 15 minutes away from that is that big of a deciding factor. I mean, it's going to be big for, you know, whatever revenue Costco brings to Amherst. But in terms of drawing people, I'm not sure. And I still, a lot of you commenting in that Costco is upscale. I'm going to have to go in there. I'm going to have to go. And then somebody else saying it's the same thing as BJ's. Maybe it depends on the location. Maybe it depends on what aisle you're in. I'm not 100% sure. And there's one in Niagara Falls, Ontario, but sorry, I'm not going through that hoop at the border to, you know, again, it's you have to pay to be a member. That's one barrier, paying then to drive on the road to get there. I don't know. And then somebody else, with the thruway system, everything in Buffalo is at least 20 minutes away. I mean, that's the beauty of living in Western New York. I don't have to live right next to whatever store it is, because in general, I can get there in no time at all because I live in Buffalo, Western New York. Traffic isn't bad unless you're in the BJ's parking lot. And you don't live all that far away. A few roads can take you just about anywhere. But hopefully it's a boon to Amherst. Hopefully it's very good, and hopefully it goes up a lot faster than that Whole Foods or whatever they're building next to it, which is still standing there, now covered from the elements. Whole Foods took years. And that usually when something takes years, there's a maybe a change. Well, it was going to be this, and now it's going to be that. Or, you know, it was going to look like this, or it was going to look... That was the same project from start to finish, and it took forever to finally open its doors. I have a feeling Costco is going to be a little bit different, because when you're in the wholesale industry, that's no nonsense. The shelves are not nice and pretty. It's just a metal shelf. There's no back room. It's just stocked up and piled up high. We'll bring the forklift down the aisle for you. I have a feeling that's going to be up a lot sooner than what happened just down the road, just down Ridgely Road at the Whole Foods. But no, thanks for your comments this morning. Great new place to go. Open, they're hoping, within 2 years, by the end of next year, that could be open in Amherst. And then we'll see where it goes from here. I mean, just like Chick-fil-A, how long did it take to get that restaurant here? And then before you know it, there's like four locations, Sonic and everything like that. So maybe it won't be the last. Thanks for hanging out with me. Brian Mazurowski on B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. David Bellavia coming up next after the news with Randy. And I'll be back here tomorrow morning with you on WBEN.